Commissioner Robert, can you just comment on your personal consistency here through the preseason? I mean, you're coming up with a few catches each and every week. I mean, is that satisfying? Are you kind of happy that you're able to sustain that through these first three games?
I mean, it's you know, it's big just trying to be consistent and make the most plays on the field when I can have the opportunity to. And you know, like I said, you know, it's catches here and there, but you know, as a player and a wide receiver, just want to keep making those plays all game. Like I said, trying to show my consistency and show the coach I can do that every down.
EJ isn't shy about looking for you, especially on third down tonight. It looked like he was looking for you for a few opportunities. You converted the 3rd and 9. You know, just your thought on that play there. What was going on that 3rd and 9? Do you remember it very well?
Yeah, just running across the field. You know, had a crossing route. Troy tried to cut me off. Got underneath, made the play, tried to turn up. Great block from Frank, and converted on that.
And then on the fade, that was 3rd and goal, and you came down with it, but it looks like the ball kind of just carried you out of bounds a little bit. What happened there?
Like exactly what you say. You know, trying to make a play. You know, outside release on the guys, playing outside technique. You know, nice ball. You know, just a little too wide, but you know, still connected, but out of bounds. But we got to make those plays, and it's kind of a difference of winning a game, losing a game.
I know you guys. You know, end result is what are we doing in the red zone here? And the first team offense has kind of had a tough go of it. You know, is it a matter of just getting one to break the ice here, and you guys will be off and running? You think? Or
I think so. It showed in our first drive. You know, Coach Hackett always preaches to us. It's all about the first down. And that sets the tone for that whole drive. The first drive, I think we had two or three first downs, but towards the end, you know, failed to complete it. But that first down, that first touchdown definitely sets the tone for the game.
Coach has been talking about overcoming adversity. You know, I know you talked on it with you guys too. How do you feel? You guys, after the interception, offensively, just responding the way you did, again, still moving the football effectively.
Right. It's actually me and actually just myself. You know, Coach told me I was down. Big interception by once there was Nikhil. Gave us another opportunity to come back on the field and make a play. And, you know, me knowing and some of the guys knowing this is our last drive, you know, we going extra hard trying to, you know, put up points, you know, opportunity that we didn't think we would have and trying to finish, you know, and put up points.
And then EJ, after his own interception, I mean, he comes out, and I think for the rest of the half, he was like 11-19 for 125. I mean, just to see him bounce back like that and not get affected, I mean, how does that make the rest of the offense feel when they see that?
I mean, it feels good. You know, he's, like I say, he's maturing as a quarterback, so he knows it's a long game. You know, interception, it's a lot of time, you know, to make up for 11-19. You know, great job just standing in the pocket, even moving around on some plays, and just shows his maturity in his offense and leading and directing us.
Are you feeling a pretty good rapport with him right now, you particularly?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm just trying to be consistent, you know, be an open target for him. Like it's early in his career, early in my career as well. But I want him to know, you know, on third down or whenever he's in doubt or in trouble, that he can trust me and count me with the ball.
How discouraged or frustrated is the offense with the fact that you guys haven't gotten in the end zone?
It's very frustrating. You know, that's one of our goals. Like I said, hacking in the stats, you know, we need to be better in the red zone. Haven't had many touchdowns, especially in the receiving group, you know. Great runs by Booby. But we just got to score points, you know, get to the playoffs, and that's a part of it.
In a game like this, is that really how you judge? Obviously, the scoreboard judges whether it was a win or a loss, but that with that unit, is scoring a touchdown the way you really grade it out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our job is to get 6, not 3. And we just got to finish when we're in that when they're red zone. We're close enough, got the players to do so. And, you know, it's great to put up points, but 6 is better than 3.
You seem to be playing with a little bit of an edge this year. Maybe some people didn't see last year. You think that's accurate?
I would say so. I would say it's just getting more comfortable in his offense, coaching staff, allowing me to play my game. And just getting comfortable, you know, wanting to make plays, want the ball in my hand on key downs.